This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Back to the Queensland floods. Major Earl Ivers from the Salvation Army is running the evacuation centre in Brisbane. Hi there.
Hello, how are you going?
Not too bad. How are you holding up? You must have been working hard for a while now.
Yeah, the last couple of days have been hectic. The Salvation Army is actually running two centres in Brisbane at the moment. The one that I'm responsible for here at the RNA showgrounds, the main evacuation centre. But also there's a second evacuation point at the old ANZ Stadium. So, yeah, the demand on our services is quite significant at the moment.
And how many people have you got at the showgrounds at the moment?
There's between 700 and 1,000. The numbers are flexible at all times. People are sometimes coming in, registering, and then finding alternate places. But we certainly catered for 700 for dinner last night, and I expect that our numbers will work at a ballpark of 1,000 people today for all meals.
Wow. And so how many volunteers have you got feeding these people?
Yes, I'm running on three shifts of volunteers per day, and I'm looking at about 20 volunteers per shift, and that'll go on indefinitely. That's at this centre. Those numbers are duplicated over at the ANZ, and then, of course, we've got additional support staff serving those who are actually in the centre working at any one time. So it's quite an effort and stretching us, but it's good just to serve people unconditionally and reach out and do the stuff that we're called to do.
And so your volunteers are holding up okay? They're not getting too exhausted?
Well, that's one of my jobs, to make sure that I don't have folks who are incredibly enthusiastic but a little bit silly about caring for themselves. So I'm making sure that we've got standard eight-hour shifts. I'm ensuring they've got their breaks. And having to manage a little bit, you make yourself unpopular when you tell a very enthusiastic worker that they need to have a break or they need to let somebody else have a turn now. But it's actually a care for personnel. Because what we need to remember with the way this flood is, we could be doing this indefinitely in terms of displaced people. People have got to try and get their homes back in order even when the water goes down. So who knows how many days we're doing this role for. So I need to make sure that I look after my own people as well as those that are evacuees.
So you're quite prepared to keep the evacuation centre running as long as it's needed?
Oh, absolutely. That's our charter. We're responsible for crisis feeding for as long as this thing goes on. So we're in it for the long haul, and it's what we do.
So as to the people who are using your evacuation centre, what kind of situations are they facing? What do you know about their stories?
Okay, there are two kinds of persons in general areas that are here. The first are the homeless people of Brisbane who, in some of the squats and places that they were, have needed to relocate. So there are homeless people in care, and then there are affected flood victims in care. And then, of course, so what we need to remember is that not only are we providing feeding services for the people affected by the flood, we actually are responsible to make sure that all of the other agency people on the site are being looked after as well. So that's the general categories of people who are in the centre at the moment.
And you said there's 700 people. How do you sleep them all? Where do you get the mattresses from and that kind of thing?
Now, in terms of an interagency response like this one is, the Red Cross is actually responsible to create the accommodation side of things.
Okay.
So their charter is to do the bedding and recruitment. Salvation Army's primary role is general support services, and above that is crisis catering. So that's what we do. The St John's Ambulance do the stage, for instance. You've got Lifeline doing counselling. So you've got a whole range of services and agencies who work together. No one agency could handle a task of this magnitude by itself. So that's why we work together, we work cooperatively, and the spirit that exists between those agencies at the moment is quite encouraging. Sometimes, to our own detriment, people can be a little bit competitive, but I've seen nothing of that, and it just encourages me to continue working with other people of good heart and like mind to serve those in need.
And what about the actual evacuees? Are they mostly staying positive, or how are they coping?
Of course, they'll go through waves of uncertainty. The general spirit around mealtimes and so on, I'm experiencing great demonstrations of gratitude and acceptance and all those kind of things. How would you truly know how somebody whose house is completely underwater or destroyed, or you're just not sure? It's that uncertainty that inevitably grips people who are evacuees at the moment. There are some that have had, I saw a lady in our centre this morning who had been hospitalised for some treatment yesterday, couldn't get home, so she was cared for here and all those kind of things. So you've got a range of additional things. that impact. It's not only I've just lost my home, you might be worried about family members, you might be concerned about the fact that you're supposed to be somewhere for an important commitment soon. There's all sorts of other just natural everyday living things that just get thrown up in the air because you're out of actually control of your own circumstance.
Yeah, and I imagine that the longer that goes on for, the harder it must be.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think, we're not wanting to sound like a sermon at the moment, it does teach us, though, and all of that, to actually reassess what are the real priorities for us in our life and existence and what matters and how we build our lives around us. And that's, I think, one of the encouragements that we're able to bring to people is just as they're facing the loss of everything that's dear, is to reaffirm that which is dearest with them. And I've been encouraging our folks, and they're simply going around, handing out the tea and coffee and wiping down tables and that sort of stuff, to speak words of faith and hope, love and genuine concern, and just be a steadying, peaceful influence. And that's been one of the great blessings that Salvationists have been able to bring for a long time in this kind of work. And I do think that's one of the reasons why we maintain the service that we do, because people do need that word of hope, that word of truth, when they need it most. And this is certainly one of those times.
Okay. Well, thank you so much today for sharing a little bit of what's going on there. And I guess I should also mention that people can support your work, can't they, with a donation?
That's right.
Yeah.
In fact, that's probably one of the best ways that people away from Brisbane can help us. We are getting gifts in kind, which is lovely. The generous spirit that exists in this nation is overwhelming. But the best way that people outside Brisbane can help us is simply go to 13 Salvos, make a financial gift there, or even do it online, and then we can use that money to buy the resources that we actually need. Rather than keep responding to what's just turned up on the doorstep, if gifts are made to us, we can actually buy the need rather than adapt all the time. So if folks are motivated this morning to want to get involved, the best way we can help the Salvation Army is to make a gift to our crisis line, and I can guarantee that those funds are going to be well and truly put to work in this next couple of days.
Yep. Okay, so that number again is 13
Salvos. 13
Salvos, yep.
That's right.
And people can also go online to salvos.org.au.
That's right.
And make a donation there as well. Okay,
thank you so much
for your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye now. That's Major Earl Ivers from the Salvation Army, who's running the evacuation centre and the RNA showground in Brisbane.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.